things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant and Radio Alabama Sports. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 live from Monte Alban No. 2 on Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor. Also, we have Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. You hear Heathbone? He's on it, baby. Heathbone. And we've got our good friend Michael Brandon over here with us as well. So we got a crew as things file in here. But it's good to be back and doing another installment of Football Fiesta. And it's always good when you're doing one after a big victory, as the Volunteers had in the second round of the playoffs last week over Williamson. Good to be here, man. How is it?
Well, it's good to see you, Rusty. Good to be back for another Fiesta. And I hope we can keep doing it for about three more weeks. Coming off a big win last week in the second round, and looking forward to a quarterfinal game tomorrow night. And just a few minutes, we'll give out the player of the week from last week. So another big installment here of Football Fiesta.
It's always good when Football Fiesta and everybody's in a festive mood and a festive spirit.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a good place to be. Where would you rather spend a Thursday night than right here talking a little Vol football and getting ready for another game tomorrow night, round three, the quarterfinals of the 5A state playoffs?
Well, you don't mind being inside tonight either.
Oh, no, it's nice.
You got your shorts on, Coach?
Yes, sir.
He won't give up.
He will not give up.
I knew we weren't going to be outside.
Well, we got a warm spot up
this
here,
is
warm,
nice,
cozy
nice
spot.
Place. Nice place.
You know, it's even warm in August when we start up there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's
whenever that was.
Now it's comfortable.
It's a different kind of warm right now, right?
That's right. Yep.
But let's look back at the Volunteers' big win last week over Williamson. You know, a team that had only lost one game prior, and that was to Vigor in the regular season, 19-2. But the Volunteers come out 31-6 victors over Williamson, and we look back at that game. The Volunteers came out early and took control, scoring a couple times on their first couple of possessions. And then, if you remember, we get a big stop, and we end up going 99 yards after a fumble. There, and we take the ball 99 yards to go up three scores, kick a field goal to go up 24-0 before the half. But, you know, the Vols come out and really took control and did exactly what they needed to do last week over Williamson.
Well, they did. And, you know, the running game was clicking. You know, three backs, some big yardage in that game last week. And the passing game, of course, we only attempted 13, completed six, but we had – on those six completions, we had over 100 yards. So a big night offensively, close to 400 yards total offense for the Volunteers. And then on the other side, on the defensive side, another opponent held below 100 yards rushing. And when you do that, generally you're in pretty good shape.
And, you know, the fast start offensively, the offense, you know, averaging right at 40 points a game. And early on, if you pay attention close enough, it was really not really new plays, just a little bit of tweaks of some formations early on, a little different look than the Vols had given any time earlier this year, and led to some early success there and a great job. And that's Coach Horn always preaches, that start fast, and had a great start there offensively, and you know, led by the guys up on the offensive line. You know, most of us had some good grades there this week, you know, piling up those 260-something yards rushing. Tremendous job there. When you can run the ball like that, you got a good chance to be successful. And then, as Coach Williams referenced, you know, limiting them to under 100, again, 70 yards rushing. That's a good combination to put yourself in a position to have a chance to be successful. And the Vols have done that for the 12th time this year. And they go 1-0 last week in the playoffs to move into this round of eight this week.
Well, we look back, let's compare some stats from last week. Some that's a little bit interesting when you look at them, but some heavily one-sided. The Volunteers had 14 first down, the Williams' 10. They rushed the ball 41 times for 263 yards. Williams rushed at 28 for 70, as Coach Williams mentioned. We attempted 13 passes, completed 6 for 108. They attempted 32 for 17, 17 for 32 for 130 yards. The key, here's some of the big keys. They had 3 passes intercepted. We had no turnovers. They also lost a fumble. We had 371 total yards offense to their 200. We ran a total of 54 plays to their 60. They actually had more plays ran there than we did. We both had 9 penalties, ours for 76, theirs for 65. But overall, there, you know, it is definitely heavily our way, but maybe not 31-6 heavily our way when you look at those stats.
Well, the game got away from Williamson, particularly late, late in the game. You know, the Volunteers had taken control, and Williamson kind of backed off, I think, down the stretch. But, you know, they got frustrated, which led to some of their penalties there. But, you know, it was another, you know, when you really analyze this, it was domination on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And Williamson certainly not used to having that happen to them. And, you know, like you mentioned, Vigor, the only game they've lost. And Vigor's still alive this week. So Williamson had a good year. 11 wins is a pretty good year. So the Volunteers beat a good team, and we'll play an even better team this week after advancing.
Well, we'll look on at the Volunteers, some individual stats as we go down through there. On the rushing side, the Volunteers had Soap Gibbons, our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week. He had 15 carries for 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. LaDamian Boyd also rushed the ball 16 times for 74 and 2 touchdowns. We also see Kevin Cherry, 5 carries for 13. Tyler Boyd getting 2 carries for 31 there on some jet sweeps. And also Dalen Houston coming in there late and 3 rushes for 13. We mentioned Soap Gibbons was 5 for 12 for 94 yards passing. Also Taylor Boyd, big fake punt right there. I mean, when you look back at that, he completed 1 pass for 14 yards and a first down. Looking down through there, we see Caden Glenn had a catch for 11 yards. Also Damari Whetstone, 1 catch for 12. We see Calvin Simmons had 2 for 49. LaDamian Boyd, 1 for 22. And also J.T. Wilkerson, 1 for 14 there on the receiving side. Coach, did you share those the offensive lineman grades a while ago?
I did not, but I'd love to now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, across that front, you know, we had our guys across there. We're always looking for that 70 or better, to have that 70% grade there. We started out Noah Peterson, our right tackle, grading that at 85% last week. Dewey Brown, 83%, our left tackle. So both tackles, you know, those off-tackle plays, and Brown there, the backside protector for our quarterback. Those both. Brown grading out at 83. Cole Rice, our left guard, he grades out at 80%. So all three of those guys in the blue. We go to our center, Chance Elms, just barely missing out on blue at 68 this week. And then J.D. Owens, our right guard, at 69. So they're right there, right at that 70 percent mark that we look for across the line of scrimmage. Again, against a very good defensive front that gave us a lot of different looks and movements. And, you know, when of course, some of us there are not exactly where we want to be, but overall, as a unit, a successful night for those guys. But, you know, winding up with those 263 yards rushing, that tells you they did a good job and able to move the ball and do very well in what they've done.
Well, let's look at some tackles. Look at the defensive side of the football. Getting the headhunter, we had a tie for that. It was J.T. Wilkerson and also Amari Ward. They were both had 6 solo tackles on the night. Kevin Cherry also added 5 solos on the night, so a big night for him defensively there from his corner spot. You look at JT, he had a total of 8 tackles as well as Amari did. Actually, LaShamian Hardy getting the most assisted tackles with 3, and a lot of different people getting involved there. We see Trenton Glenn had 5 total tackles as well as LaShamian Hardy did. Looking down the list, making sure Tyler Boyd had 6 total tackles, 5 solos and 1 assist, and Taylor Boyd had 4 solos and 1 assist. So a big night there defensively for the Volunteers. Looking at the point totals, it was Damari Whetstone. Damari getting a lot of opportunity to rush the passer last week, coming off that edge in that situation, and really done well. He ended up with two sacks, two quarterback hurries, as well as a tackle for a loss. Damari had a big night coming off the edge last week.
Yeah, he did. He's, you know, when he and they can do so many things with him, and he has so much ability, different ways, the strength, speed, quickness, and all that that you look for in a. He can deal some misery to a defensive, an offensive tackle coming off the corner with the different moves he's got, and then his strength. He's I'm glad he's on our team.
You don't want to call him that new position. He's very good at that new position, if you wanted to call him. You know, that they call the added position there on the end, that you don't like that knowledge.
Oh, well, you know, it's he does yeah. a good job.
But he can play anything. He can literally play anything. And JT, both our outside linebackers can play second. And JT last week, with the way we were lining, lots of times we were dropping him back, and he was playing a safety, kind of back in old territory, back like he used to. And you look, Tyler Boyd also had 17 points. Tyler had a tackle for a loss, also a recovered fumble and an interception. So had two there, and I think JT Workson had a caused fumble down there on the goal line as well, so a big play there for JT. But a big night defensively and a big night overall. If there's any negatives to say about last week, you know, and we try not to bring those out too much, but we'll mention it. Special teams, we gave up one big kickoff return, a pretty big kickoff return. Other than that, we were good on kickoff return. And then the block punt, and then another partially block punt. And mainly that was blocking assignments, I think, missed up front.
And we talked with Coach Horn earlier this week, and he's he knows it, and they've worked on it. And we had some problems there on punt protection. And it was coming right up the middle on us, and just some movement they were doing. And we were kind of slow with our snap and trying to move with them across there. And something I know has been addressed. I think Coach told us that's four block punts we've had this year that have been touched. And that's just something, it's as the games get bigger and the teams get more even, I mean, that's the type of mistake that can cost you. And it's something that, we have got to clean up this week.
And I've got a feeling that our opponent tomorrow is going to be a point of emphasis.
If that coaching staff is, they've seen the film, and that's something I'm sure, that they're going to try to take advantage of, because that's a place they've seen us struggle. Not many places we've struggled this year, but that's one of them. If they're those coaches and that team's worth anything, I would expect them to try, to try.
Well, you got a punt from them to block a punt.
Yeah, I mean, if they can make us punt, yeah.
Yeah, that's the key to that.
If Coach Jay Horner just call the right plays where we don't have to punt ever, it won't be a problem.
I agree. Yeah. We that's one way to eliminate that problem.
Exactly.
They can work on it all they want if we don't ever punt.
That's right.
So,
and the thing we got to remember, even if, when we punt, even if they don't block it, if they pressure us, it could force a bad punt.
Mm-hmm. It's an area of our game we definitely need to clean on up.
Yeah, all joking aside, we do. We know we've been saying it all year.
Yes.
Then in a close game, that could be the difference maker. Right. And right now we hadn't had a game that super close. But we're expecting tomorrow night to be tooth and nail and back and forth in a close football game. So we want to be on top of our game there in all aspects of the bank. We better be against Montgomery Catholic. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break here from our first segment. We'll be bringing in our Clay Central Sports Network player of the game for last week, Deshaun Soap Gibbons. We'll be bringing him in. Also, Coach Jace Horn, the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, he'll be coming in here with us. Coach Herron will be giving up his spot for a few minutes in this next segment. And then in the third segment, we'll be coming back and talking about Montgomery Catholic. And then in our last segment, we'll be talking about teams, 5A games from all around the state, and the playoff picture as we continue to go right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán number 2 on Ashland Square.
Ashland Auto Parts, the locally owned and operated Napa Auto Parts store, knows how important it is to keep vehicles running smoothly. High quality parts, tools, and accessories, all backed by Napa reliability. Whether a pro or do-it-yourselfer, Jim, Jack, Ralph, Logan, or Sharon at Ashland Auto Parts can help. Located in the heart of Ashland and open Monday through Saturday, Ashland Auto Parts.
Discover the possibilities in Clay County, Alabama. This is Chance Jones of the Clay County EDC. Whether you're an established business looking to expand or an entrepreneur looking to start, the EDC invites you to turn your business dreams into a reality. Visit the newly renovated Economic Development Center just west of the square in Ashland, or call 256-276-9319 to find out more about the Clay County Economic Development Council, a proud sponsor of our local students on the Clay Central Sports Network. Clay County
Fall
EDC
is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for another installment of Football Fiesta as we move into the second segment here, where we have our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, and we will welcome him right now. That is Deshaun Soap Gibbons. Good to have you again, Soap.
Thank you.
He's comfortable and ready to go. He's even more comfortable than the first time. And it's good to have his position coach back, quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator, Coach Chase Horn. Got a little help up here tonight, too. Is he going to talk a little bit?
He said he was before we got up here.
He's shaking his head no. We'll see. Well, hey, it's just like talking to anybody else, just like talking to your daddy or anybody else. But it's good to have you two with us. Let's quickly look back a little bit at last week's game. We're going to start with you, Coach Horn. We're going to talk about, you know, starting fast. I know that was something you guys wanted to do last week, and you did it really well, especially on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, we knew they had a very good defense. I mean, when you've only given up 60 points in, what, 11 games or 10 games, whatever it was, I mean, you're pretty good. So we were hoping to, you know, catch them off guard a little bit, and luckily we made some big plays. Soap and some in the offensive line, the receivers, backs did a great job scoring quick, but it's a good thing we did, because the second half, you know, it was hard to get things moving. But I mean, they had a lot to do with it, with their defense kind of settled down. And but just proud of our guys, the way we came out and executed, especially at the beginning, and then just finishing the game out like we did, holding the ball and eating some clock.
Taking it down the field there and scoring out of the double wing, that's something not many people in, especially 5A football, we talk about the wishbone, they're not accustomed to see it, and they might have seen that since they've seen the double wing. So that was pretty neat to see. And I bet you those coaches down at Catholics, like, my goodness, we needed something else to look at. You give our offense, and led by you, gives defenses of a lot to work on each week and really challenge them.
Well, we try. I mean, us and the other offensive coaching staff, we kind of get together and figure out what plays and formations we think would be best. And, you know, with Coach Horn looking in, and he came up with the double wing. We ran it a couple times a couple years ago, but I think it – hopefully it gives people more time to prepare, and or they have to prepare for it, and we just go with what works and see if we can execute and score some touchdowns.
Well, so we look at you. This is your second time coming in here as player of the game, the Clay Central Sports Network player of the game. We look back at your stats. You rushed the ball 15 times for 132 yards, two touchdowns. You also passed the ball 5 for 12 for 94 yards. You had two tackles on defense, one solo, one assist, and one pass breakup. A really big night. And I think Coach Chase Horn could say this, and you probably agree. Something that we noticed on film, or you noticed on film, was Williamson struggled a little bit with a quarterback run, and so you took advantage of that right off the bat and had a really big night.
Yeah, the line, that was blocking good, the wide receivers. Most of the time on the long runs, it's not really the line, it's the wide receivers that allow you to make the long runs and are just able to make a play.
Well, that 82, 81-yard run, whatever it was, from our vantage point, it didn't look like you got touched really at all.
I did.
And really didn't have to make a lot of moves, just hit the hole where you were supposed to go and right up the field. That was a big run. But what do you think? You've had a great year. I mean, not taking any – I mean, each and every night, really, you have had good games each and every night. But last week, really, well, you're a little added. We've heard all about that defense. They've given up 62 points in 11 games, which is an unreal stat. They played very good teams, too. How much did that play in? I mean, how much was you and the team ready for that challenge on Friday night?
Yeah, we was ready. I feel like, and a lot of the players feel like, we have one of the best offenses in 5A, so we was ready to play, make a plays.
Absolutely. Coach Wings, don't let me ask all the questions. I'll let you talk a little.
Well, Coach Horn, you know, I've heard of people adding wrinkles here and there, you know, from time to time offensively. But to break out the double wing, that's the first time I think I've seen that since Geneva did it against us years ago. And I'm betting that's where your dad came up with that idea.
He might have. It was
from that game.
A long time ago at Benjamin Russ, they ran it when they went to play Jackson, when Jackson had really good people just to see if they could do anything, and ended up working for them. But we worked on it a little bit that week, and we actually executed it for only 3.5 days of practice, really.
Well, he kind of gave me a hint last Monday, the week of the game. He said that, you know, I asked him what y'all were going to do about their linebackers. You know, how were we going to create better blocking angles on them and that kind of thing. And he said one thing you can do is cut down your splits, you know, to help you pick up those linebackers. And it never dawned on me until I saw us line up in that wing T that's exactly what we were doing. And so the question I've got for you is, there's not that many opportunities for the quarterback to run in that offense, are there?
Nah. some of them I had to block the corner. One of the plays.
Yeah, you pitch the ball and go block.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a fun old school formation, but it's good to see and makes people work on it. And actually done a really good job with it there in the second half when you came out there, and it really working, especially off the left side there, had something going. It seemed to be big plays each and every time you ran it and went right down the field.
You know, and that's the key. It's something they had to work on this week, and it's something their players – are going to have to think about, you know, what formation are they in. And I think it's going to hurt their effectiveness, you know, of just lining up and playing, because they're going to be thinking more.
I hope so.
Well, so we think back to – I'm thinking all the way back to preseason. We went down to the Tri-County Media Days down at Southern Union. You were there, and I remember some of the questions that were asked and that we asked you, and you talked about what the plan was and what the focus was and what you guys, you know, were planning to do. And, you know, you're just three games away from accomplishing that goal. Of course, obviously, we're not trying to look ahead. But when you said that day, that morning, I mean, I could see that you were really meant it. You were not just saying it. You talked about your father. You talked about your brother and how they, your uncles and all the ones that have been able to win state championships and play for them, and that's what you wanted to do. And You've been a big part of this team being able to move to that next level and continue to advance forward. What do you think has been the difference from day one to, you know, this season as far as playing the top football? I mean, right now we've got the best record we've ever had, the most wins in a row by any Volunteer team on a season, you know, right now at 12-0. No Volunteer teams ever went 12-0.
Yeah, just trying to stay motivated and take it one game at a time. Like Coach Warren says, it's all about the little things. And at the end, we'll get the bigger picture.
This may be a tough question to answer, but I'm going to ask it. I mean, you made the move over from wide receiver to quarterback. Did you envision it going as well as it has for you, honestly? And it's okay. Yeah, answer it honestly.
I knew I could kind of help, but – this is well, yeah. Honestly, I thought we could. Yeah,
well, yeah, that's what you want to hear. Yeah. I mean, that is. Yeah. Well,
he's done it before. Now he was quarterback up not 10th grade, and then needed him.
Well, yeah,
receiver,
a little bit in junior high, and jump back and forth. But he looks a little different this time around, yeah. Coach. Well, speak to that. I mean, I know you guys definitely. The coaching staff saw the potential in Soap and the leader and the winner he is. But would you even admit that maybe at times he's exceeded your expectations for him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew he had a lot of potential. So we were just hopefully to put him in situations and give him opportunities to make plays because he is athletic and smart. And just watching him progress as a quarterback in general, just as the games kept going from the first game all the way up to now, he's done a really good job, and his work ethic and his understanding of the game is what also helps us be successful on offense, because he can move people around. He can throw it some. We can run it if we need to. He can run it. So hopefully that, just having him back there, makes defenses have to prepare a little bit more and be more assignment oriented instead of just playing ball. So hopefully he's done a great job over the last several weeks, and we hope he keeps on going.
Well, absolutely. Looking back at that a little bit, I remember talking to Soap about this last time, and you may remember it. But looking back at your playing days, you played quarterback, and you also played in the secondary, right? Mm-hmm. So something he has done that you don't do a lot in 5A football. How do you think that's – I mean, he's already talked about it before, but how have you believed that's helped him from his time in the secondary when he's looking into the secondary and what reads he's getting and what defenses they're in?
Well, yeah, I try to relate – since he's played it a whole lot, I try to relate to – from a quarterback standpoint, when you look out there, you kind of know the coverages, how they're aligned, and kind of what – who's supposed to be where. So then hopefully knowing where they're supposed to be, the defense, you know where the gaps are, especially passing – that we need to kind of hit the areas of the open areas that we talk about. And then understanding when they're rolling down, you know, seeing that, knowing that people like to roll late, kind of like Montgomery Catholic likes to roll those safeties late. But knowing that and kind of understanding where the holes were and the defense when they're shifting a line, he knows pretty much where everybody's supposed to go. That, I think that's very beneficial in understanding the reads and getting players in the right position to execute the offensive play.
Coach Williams, before we let these two go, what you got for them?
Well, I want to ask Soap one question. I want to ask you a coaching question, Soap. You've watched film on Montgomery Catholic. We know they have a great defense. That's obvious with the points they've given up. When you've looked at them this week, what have you seen that we have got to do in order to be successful against that defense?
First, we've got to run the ball. And to me, Williamson defense looks better than theirs, but we got to run the ball, no turnovers, no negative plays, and just take care of the ball.
That's a good coaching answer.
Very good. Very good. Well, Coach Horn, before we let you go again, thank you for bringing the family out here and being with us and taking a little time with us again here tonight on Football Fiesta. Anything you'd like to say as we get ready? I know you're very proud of your quarterback.
Oh, yeah, I'm proud of actually been proud of him, and then all the offensive. I mean, being successful and working throughout these last several weeks, you know, I'm extremely proud of them and the coaches that I'm proud. Thank y'all for always doing what y'all do to support us. I appreciate it.
Well, we enjoy doing it. Well, so
actually my birthday is tomorrow, so
is it really tomorrow's your birthday?
Yeah.
So that's a little motivation.
You turn 18 tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. Well, congrats. That'll be mentioned again. Well, congratulations. That's a big birthday.
Let's sing the song. Y'all ready?
Uh oh. You hear what's going on back here?
Happy birthday. The whole restaurant singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear soul. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. And you could hear it well over the radio, actually. I turned it up. Now, did you expect that? I didn't either.
I think we had a chance. seen it on the calendar.
Yeah, seen it on the calendar. Well, it's good to be playing on your birthday and playing in a quarterfinal matchup. But what do you have as we get ready to let you go here and give you this award?
Last time my mom got mad at me, I didn't shout her out, so shout out to my mom.
I don't blame her. You didn't mean, you were just nervous, right? It wasn't anything personal. What are we to look forward to tomorrow night?
Hopefully
from
a good
you
show.
And your teammates.
Good, hopefully a good game, come out with a win.
Bring a big crowd. Like, we need all of Clay County there in Montgomery tomorrow night, and I think that's what we'll have. Well, at this time, we will award Deshaun Soap Gibbons the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Game for his game against Williamson on November the 15th, 2024. And this is presented by Britches and Bows. Congratulations, Soap. Good job, buddy. We'll take a break right here on Football Fiesta. Stick around on Classic Country 90.9.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids, they bring in live music on the patio, and don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse and Company.
Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
Frank's Point of View, a peaceful RV campground escape overlooking Talladega National Forest. Unplug, unwind, and take in breathtaking sunsets and star-filled skies. Each site offers a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks for your comfort. You can explore miles of hiking trails while your pets enjoy the open space. Online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your family-friendly adventure awaits.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhelp.net.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is Ashland's DIY store. They have all your gardening products, along with everything to take care of the inside and outside of your home. Heck, they even have ice cream makers and knives. If you need it, they have it or will get it for you. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9. 1059 and the Clay Central Sports Network. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you want selection, not to be limited to a particular make or model. And that's why Hill Auto Sales features, well, basically a selection of Chevy, Ford, Kia, and Honda automobiles. We're all different, but we know what we like. Located on the Hill in Lionville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The rocking chairs and the selection await you at Hill Auto Sales. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
We're back in your back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán, number two on the Ashland Square. And we'll let Coach Herring get in here.
Sorry.
There you go. Well, I was about to run out of commercials, so I thought I better go ahead and start back. But I know you were talking it up. I don't blame you. got caught up in what's going on. As each week, we give you an opportunity to talk about the player and maybe even the coach that were up here. I know you were able to coach Chase Horn back in the day as well, and then you can speak to that just a little bit and how long, you know, now he's been coaching and how well he's doing, but also Soap Gibbons as well. I know you want to speak to him.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Coach Chase Horn, of course, I didn't coach him. I didn't really coach him, but I was around when he was playing and tried to coaching the guys that tried to protect him a little bit when he was playing quarterback. But so, you know, even at that time, at that age, you knew he had some of those coaching qualities and the leadership that he showed there back in his playing days. And then as he's grown, you know, he's got into coaching and the career he's had and building for himself. I think he does a tremendous job, and I've shared this with him several times and with Coach Horn, that I think Chase, from an offensive standpoint, does a very good job of changing just small changes to formations and alignments and motions to create advantages for our offense, you know, just by alignment, just by motion to outflank and outnumber. And it kind of becomes a numbers thing in some situations. And if you've got one more guy than they do at the point of attack, then you've got a even a better chance to be successful. And the way he puts an offense together and an offensive game plan and his plan of attack from that side of the ball, he does a very good job. He would be very hard to prepare for because he's so varied with the different things that he leads our offense in doing. And then, of course, what helps him as much as anything is having a quarterback like Soap, you know, the trigger guy there. And what we've watched him do, you know, over his career at the varsity level, and you know, as he's played different positions a lot, you know, defense and receiver and that type thing, and the player he's grown into, as you know, as he stepped into that quarterback role this year, and the leadership that you need there, and like Coach Chase Horn referred to a while ago, you know, playing all of his years in the secondary and the time he spent there has helps him on the offensive side from quarterback, and it's been very. It's been fun just watching from a distance as Soap has developed into the player he's become. And I know, you know, he has some drive there, and he's proud of what he's, you know, what he's accomplished, him and his teammates. But I know he is not satisfied, and there's more out there. And one of them, that next step is tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to going down and watching all of them take that step together, and, you know, in this third-round game tomorrow night.
Well, let's talk about tomorrow night's game and our opponent. In Montgomery Catholic, the Montgomery Catholic Knights come in at 11-0. They've actually they've 26 in a row they've won. They hadn't lost since 2022, and they lost one game that year and one game in 2021. The head coach coming into the game here, and I should have that right in front of me, but I don't. And I thought I knew it. There it is. Kirk Johnson.
Kirk Johnson.
Kirk Johnson comes in his four-year tenure at down there at Montgomery Catholic with just two losses.
That's right.
In his 4 years there, that tells you the type of team in itself. A team that's lost two football games in four seasons.
That's tremendous. You know, absolutely. 4 years there as a head coach. Spent some time there as an assistant before he moved into that head coaching role there, and what he's been able to do, the coaching staff he's been able to build. And you know, a tremendous job to get them to where they are, you know, winning it all in 4A last year, and then moving up to 5A this year with a reclassification. So, very good start to a young coaching career there for Coach Johnson, as he's at 52-2 in those 4 years he's been in that head coaching role there at Montgomery Catholic.
And, of course, Catholic was a 4A. You know, that's where Coach did most of his damage.
Actually, 3A.
But bumped all the way up to 5A because of the success they've had and, you know, the criteria that private schools have to go by when they win a championship is what got them to 5A. So, but, all, you know, it doesn't matter what level you're on. If you're 52-2, you're doing a good job.
You're doing something right. That's absolutely right.
I guarantee you, as they've been in 3A the first season and in 4A for two seasons, and now with the competitive balance situation, it bumped them up.
Moved them on up.
Up to the 5A ranks. Well, you both of you men have watched a lot of film in your time, and you've watched a lot of film here on Montgomery Catholic. What stands out to you about the Montgomery Catholic Knights?
Well, first of all, they don't have any unit that I would classify as elite, but I would classify all of them as way above average. And when I look at their defense, for example, you know, they're solid, they're well coached, they're fundamentally sound. They actually remind me a lot of the way we played in years gone by. Their technique and their detailed work, you know, at what they're doing. And then I guess if any player stood out on their defense, it would have to be their two safeties, Gavin Phelan and Javtavian Pierce. Those two guys come up, they play the run extremely well, and they deliver, they bring heat with them when they come up. They deliver a lick. Those two safeties are two of the best I've seen on any one team. I know this year, and maybe, you know, ours rival them, but these two are very good. And so, you know, offensively, their offensive line is it's not spectacular, but it's, you know, it certainly is adequate for what they're doing. And they have good size there, particularly on the left side, where they go 295 and 265, that side bigger than the right side. But just a solid football team, and they surround all their skill people. They can get away with playing a freshman quarterback because of how well the other skill people are, the running backs that they alternate and the receivers. So this is a very good football team that the Volunteers play tomorrow.
And speaking of what Coach Williams has already referenced, you know, defensively, they'll play a 4-2 front, some 4-3, some bare front reduced down there in the middle with the defensive ends, a little bit of 3-4 here at times. Secondary-wise, you know, they're going to be some cover 2 deep. They're going to have some cover 3 mixed in there, man-to-man at times. But something we've seen a lot this year, but you're not going to see much out of them, and it's something that Coach Williams talked about. They don't do a lot of stunting. You know, they're a heavy technique team. It's almost a little bit old school. It's read, react. It's that old, you know, reading the helmet, reading the screws, and then ripping under and ripping through the direction the play takes them and the way their read takes them. Their linebackers do a tremendous job of scraping and filling gaps once they get their read and making their fit. And so, you know, not near the movement we've been seeing out of some defensive fronts in the past. Just a very solid defensive front there that our offensive line will be facing. And then on the offensive side of the ball, again, you know, it's just very balanced and no trickery. It's just kind of they're coming at you with their zone game, and then some more zone. And then after that, there's going to be a little bit more zone. And, you know, very patient with what they do, and they're very good at it. They will take some shots in the passing game, you know, through the game. But there's three different backs that all are pretty equal and that all do a good job back there, and just a solid offensive line, and just overall a good football team, very good football team, well coached, well disciplined, and don't do things to hurt themselves. And there's a reason, you know, that they're on a 26 game winning streak and winning the 4A championship last year, and they've just progressed on with that their program, you know, into 5A this their first year in 5A.
Well, we're going to take a break and come back and move a little bit away from the big game tomorrow night, because we'll obviously be talking about it. But we're going to look at the 5A bracket and go over that and some other big games from around the state tomorrow night. So you'll want to stick around right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán number 2 on the Ashland Square.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lionville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lionville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Hunters, you've waited patiently to harvest the perfect deer. When you finally make that happen, it's time to fill up the freezer from your successful hunt. Matthews Meat Market provides deer processing for our local community. From sausage to steaks, jerky to burger, Matthews Meat Market is ready to help fill your freezer. Located 61272 Highway 49 north of Lionville. The phone number for Matthews Meat Market is 256-396-5694. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, except for Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market, from the local woods to a local table, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán number 2. This is the Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems, also Coach Chris Herron. Down at the end of the table, we've had a few segments here. Coach, I've been back and forth about what we do, but I think people would be interested in going and seeing the games at Montgomery Catholic Knights had. Will you go over that real quick?
I will, and I want to mention one game. Our last regular season opponent we had that was playing last week, Scottsboro. They finished the year at 9-3 after falling to Ramsey last Friday night, 40-27. So all ten of our regular season opponents now are out, have been eliminated.
Yeah, everybody we played is eliminated.
They're out. They're all done. So they can get out the basketballs. All right, let's look at the Catholic Knights from Montgomery. Their regular season, they're scheduled through this point at 11-0. They defeated St. James 42-14. Then they defeated St. Clair County 51-14. Eufaula, they stepped into region play, defeated Eufaula 28-0. A non-region game for them, they played Catholic of Pensacola, Florida, 28-14 winners there. Then they faced Charles Henderson of Troy, 63-6 winners over Charles Henderson back in region play. They defeated Carroll of Ozark, 65-0. 63-0 winners over Headland. They rolled on through Greenville by a score of 50-14. Defeated Andalusia, 38-0, to wind up their regular season. And then in the first two rounds of the playoffs, they entered the playoffs round one with a 52-0 win over Hopeville, who was our number four, came out of Class 5A Region 4. And then Citronelle last week, they defeated Citronelle 43-0, leading to what is the number 1 scoring offense in Class 5A, averaging 47.5 points a game, and the number 2 scoring defense in 5A, giving up 5.6 a game average through their 11-game season so far this year.
Let's move into the 5A playoff bracket. Of course, we will be traveling down to take on Montgomery Catholic. That is the top of the South bracket. Looking at the other game in the South, it'll be Vigor hosting UMS Wright. And, of course, the winner of our game will play the winner of that game. And this is something to keep in mind. If Vigor wins, Vigor will travel next week to whoever wins. And if UMS Wright wins, UMS Wright will be at home. So if we were to win and UMS Wright were to win, we would travel to UMS. If Vigor were to win, they would come to us, or, just projecting ahead. Looking over at the north side, I kind of was talking to the iSchool sports guys right before this broadcast there on their show, and they were asking me about 5A. And the big matchup there in the north, Moody and Ramsey. The two of the teams, I think Coach Weems has been leaning towards Ramsey, and I've been leaning towards Moody. And now they face off tomorrow night. That'll be an interesting game to keep up with right there. Very likely that'll be the north winner that'll be traveling to Birmingham.
Well, you would think so, but don't overlook Leeds down there in the bottom of that bracket. They're a good football team as well. But, you know, Ramsey battle-tested. They played some large schools back at the beginning of the year, so they won't be fazed by playing Moody tomorrow night. And, by the way, you were talking about that Vigor-UMS game. According to Alabama football power ratings, Vigor is a 27-point favorite over UMS tomorrow night.
Ooh, that's some rat bait there, isn't it?
Well, what about our game?
Our game, Montgomery Catholic, is a 10-point favorite.
According to who?
Yeah.
The Alabama power ratings in that historical site. Leeds is a 13-point favorite over Corner. Moody is a 7-point favorite over Ramsey.
And we hadn't mentioned that game yet, but Corner will be playing Leeds tomorrow night. And we're not giving Corner much of a chance, but maybe. Well, I mean, they've hung in there and scored a lot of points this season.
This is the first time Corner has ever advanced to this round of the playoffs.
Well, let's look at some games from around the area. Coach Herron, you got some of those that'd be of interest to people, our listening area?
Yes, sir, we have. We're going to start out. Let's look in 1A, just down a little piece down the road from us, about 30 minutes away. In 1A, the Wadley Bulldogs, they're going to be traveling over to Fayette, taking on Berry of Fayette. The Wadley Bulldogs and meeting the Berry. Wadley at 10-0 on the year. Berry of Fayette at 11-1. Wadley's averaging 53 points a game. Berry averaging 49.6. Wadley giving up 13 on defense. Berry giving up 22 on defense. It should be a very good game there in Berry. Wadley finishing the regular season ranked number 1 in 1A. Have had a tremendous season this year, and a lot of people's prediction pick to come out of 1A for being the North representative in the Super 7 in a few weeks up in Birmingham. Other games in 1A, you've got Hackleburg at Lynn. That's the other game in the North. And then two games in the southern side of the bracket in 1A, Maplesville at Millery, and Georgiana will be at Elba. That makes up the final eight in this quarterfinal round in Class 1A. Looking at 3A.
There's one 2A game kind of close that I was just thinking
about.
Well,
we got Realtown. Realtown and Cottonwood, that game taking place there in Realtown. The Realtown Rebels, they'll be taking on Cottonwood. I think that's the Bears that'll be traveling to Realtown there at DeWayne. What is that stadium called? It's got three names to it now. It's Webster something O'Neill Stadium.
I think that's
it. It's about three names on that stadium now. Realtown at 11-1 on the year, averaging 41 points a game offensively. Defense, pretty stingy Rebel defenses. We've always known them to have down there, 7 points a game. Cottonwood averaging 48 points a game and giving up on average about 11 points a game as they come into the game at 12-0. So a very good contest there in Realtown tomorrow night. The other southern half of the state game in 2A, you've got Highland Home at Ayrton. Those two games, they'll be battling to play a semifinal matchup next week. The northern half of 2A is Winston County at Selligent and Pisgah at Tuscaloosa Academy. Some names there in 2A that many of us are familiar with over the years of keeping up and following high school football. We move to 3A, and we've got some friends of ours up Highway 9, the Piedmont Bulldogs. They're getting ready to host the Fife Red Devils. Coach Paul Benefield, he's right there at 9-2 this year with his Fife Red Devils. Piedmont at 12-0, and that game taking place there at Piedmont. The Field of Champions, they call their stadium. Piedmont and Fife have met three times on the field, and Fife is 3-0 in those games. Piedmont has never defeated Fife in the playoffs in the three times that they've met. So a big battle tomorrow night there in Piedmont on their Field of Champions. The other north game for in 3A is Winfield at Mars Hill. And then in the south side of the 3A bracket, you've got Bayside Academy at Southside Selma and Houston Academy in Bruton taking on T.R. Miller tomorrow night in 4A. In 3A, excuse me.
And we'll be tomorrow during our show, we'll be giving you, during the halftime show and postgame show, we'll give you every matchup. We'll try to keep up with every score in the stages. There's just 26 games.
That's not many of them.
We should be able to handle that
and
tomorrow night.
That we need to call out the 7A games because it's their semifinals. We need to make sure we get 7A in. We've got Hoover at Central, Phoenix City, and Enterprise. They'll be in Alabaster taking on the Thompson Warriors. Only four teams left. Semifinals for 7A tomorrow night.
Coach Heron, what do you got as we get ready to close out this installment of Football Fiesta?
Well, look, we're to the third round. You know, there's only eight teams left. The goal right now is about 10 o'clock tomorrow night to be one of four teams left in Class 5A. You know, and whatever we have to do to get there, the players are going to play hard. The coaches are going to coach hard. The band and cheerleaders are going to play and cheer hard. And we need the fans right there behind them, bringing their energy behind everybody. And then
the broadcasters are going to broadcast.
The broadcasters are going to broadcast hard.
The broadcasters are looking forward to a great meal tomorrow.
That's just part of it. The pregame meal, that's always important. But, you know, I look for a very good football, two good football teams. If they both play clean games, it's going to be a tremendous game, the type of matchup you expect in the third round of the playoffs.
Coach Williams?
Well, I'm excited about this is another new place that we've never been. So that's one thing to look forward to. And then, you know, all the festive things that go along with the third round playoff is, you know, I think we'll have a great crowd that'll go down there. The weather is going to be great. It's going to be cool, but I mean, that's football, and that's where it's supposed to be here in late November. But I'm just looking forward to a great day tomorrow.
Well, a couple of reminders. Next week, Football Fiesta will be moved. We won't do it on Thursday night because that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll be eating next week.
So we're going to do Football Fiesta on Tuesday night. We'll do it from 6 to 7, same place, same time, just a different day.
That's right.
We'll do it Tuesday night from 6 to 7 right here.
It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. So what better night to do it than on Taco Tuesday? And do that. So we'll be giving you more information about that. Remember, Volunteer Voices, myself and Tommy Wood will be bringing you to that on Saturday morning from 8 to 10 as we'll be recapping the Volunteers game against Montgomery Catholic and, of course, going over all the games from around the state and a little bit of college football. Tomorrow night, airtime 6:30 from down at Faulkner Stadium down there in Montgomery. We'll bring you all the action. However you're listening to us right here tonight, you can also, if you're streaming, you can't make the trip, you can go on to NFHS and you can find our broadcast there as well. It'll be available right there. We look forward to it. Till next time, God bless and go Vols.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Thanks for listening. listening to Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant. Follow the Volunteers all season long on the official home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On Classic Country 90.9, the Clay Central Sports Network Facebook page, and the Radio Alabama app.